So the theme for this afternoon is peace. How can we find rest in a stressful world? Quite appropriate for these days. Yeah. What difference does the gospel make to our lived experience, especially when you are faced suffering and challenges? Romans 5, okay, you're going to read in a bit, but Romans 5 is a place to pause, reflect on the journey so far, and refresh ourselves for the rest of the journey ahead. We heard Andy shared about the gospel, where everything begins, in a sense. Good news. And Matt explained a bit about sin, our nature, the sin. Oh my goodness. Good news for God, from God, the gospel. And then, wow, we are sinners. What's going to do now? And then Jesus came. Praise the Lord. He died for us. And there was a salvation. Thank you very much. It was really nice last week about salvation. And now you heard the gospel. We know we are sinners. We repent. We receive Jesus as a Savior. But now, what's going to happen now? Relationship with God. Relationship with God. Deeper relationship with God. The peace He has for us. Already done. Already received when we receive Jesus. And then now we're going to stop. We're going to reflect. Forgot about the past. And then refresh in God to the journey ahead. Amen? I'm going to share a bit really quickly. In March of 2021, I went through a very tough time. My older sister, that was a kind of a mum for me, and was diagnosed with cancer and died in September the same year. During these 7 months, we thought, an exhausting battle. It was hard thank you, Ben. It was a hard, painful, tiring, and it cost lots of money and human resources. I had huge support from Ben and also from the Herb family. It was also a challenging time with our two kids, with their teenage moods and everything. It was everything combined. Be far away, COVID, I couldn't come to visit her or help. And my two teenagers, oh my goodness, everything happened at the same time. Never comes just one thing. Do you agree with me? One day I was praying and openly told God I was too much and then I couldn't cope anymore. I cried a lot and I didn't have more words to say. I think I was so tired, I must have fallen asleep, and I saw that image I had. A little girl with a man, and I didn't have a relationship with a father, as my dad was always drunk, and most of the time violent. So I didn't have that. And seeing, not that picture, but seeing a man holding a little girl's hand was a kind of, wow, God is with me. I am just that tiny little girl, and I need someone stronger. I need a father. I need a friend. And then as I was walking, God was holding my hand. And then, guys, I felt the warmth of His hand. His strong hand, steady, but so soft. And I walked with God. And then the peace I had after that was amazing, was the strength he gave me to face that I was facing, and then to be prepared because to the journey ahead. And I that just the thing I really needed. And then I was preparing for that, and my sister, non-Christian one, sent me a video. And then was in the end, was a man carrying a daughter in the arms. And I said, oh my goodness, thank you. I know you're still with me, and now you're carrying me. It was too hard, and you're carrying me in his arms. It's just amazing, guys. I was holding his hand, and it just felt, okay, God, you are with me, and I'll be strong. I will face that. Before my sister died, my sister got saved. Her son and her daughter were reconciled with God, and I am stronger in God than I was before. Praise the Lord. So, Romans 5, 2, truths. That's a really, really difficult word to say. Okay, the first one, peace with God. The first truth is peace with God. Let's read together. Therefore, since you have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into his grace, which is now restored. And we boast in hope and the glory of God. That is amazing. Really, really good one. Paul's returns to the theme of justification, the result of which is that we now have peace with God through Jesus Christ. The real peace, which money cannot buy, and everyone who has given their life to Jesus has freely justified by faith. It's important to pay attention. When Paul says, we have been justified, he uses the past tense, which means we now have ongoing peace. We don't have to wait until the end of the time to find out if you are being justified. We can now know now that it has already happened. It doesn't depend on our good deeds, our bank statements, what we stop doing, or which church we attend. Justification is a gift we receive, not a wage that we earn. Peace with God doesn't mean that acquits us, but has nothing more to do with us. Nothing more. Like a judge letting us walk through and saying, I don't want to see you here again. It's the opposite. Rather, God gives us access to stand freely in his presence. This idea of being free in his presence blows my mind. Have you ever been granted access into an important place or given an audience with a powerful person? How did it make you feel? We had a few weeks back, Laurie and Joy Deadman went to a Buckingham Palace. Yeah. And they talked with the king. Oh my goodness, that must be a overwhelming experience. How much greater is it to have access to the living God? How much? The truth is that God desires a relationship with you. Let's read, please. Not only
but we also glory of the sufferings, because we know that suffering persists, perseverance, character. the hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us.
Oh, that's amazing. The love of God. The love of God. The gospel does not only bring about a formal, a legal change in our status, like before and after. Before as a sinner and after no longer sinner, or unsaved and now you are saved, or separated from God and now united to God. But it also brings us into a daily living experience of God's love. When someone gets married, they have a legal certificate, which proves that the objective fact of their marriage. We've got two. In Portuguese and in English, had to be translated for my citizenship and everything. But there is also a subjective experience of love which a couple can experience daily. It's not just a certificate. You need to go through things together daily. So that is something like when we receive Jesus as a Savior, now with God, being justified by faith, we can have that relationship daily, okay? Not 20 years ago when you became a Christian, or last week when you read the Bible. No, God's longing to have a relationship with us every day. The combination of these two realities is powerful. For the Christian, we can know we are justified both by looking back to the cross, the testimony of Scripture, and the moment we gave our life to Jesus. But we can also look to daily experience of God's love, poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. And how appropriate today is Pentecost. That is just something like I think we need to ask God again for the Holy Spirit. For Him again to fire our hearts to Him. Hope does not put us to shame, because God loves being poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Romans 5:5. The knowledge of our justification, an ongoing experience of God, whose God love, transform our experience of hardship. God doesn't promise us a life free from challenges, but He does promise us His presence with us in the challenges. Often when we're walking through difficult times, the most helpful thing is having someone with us. They may not be able to change what's happening, but they can bring us enormous comfort. As I shared in the beginning about my sister's death, how comforting it was to have God and my brothers and sisters with me. It kept me ongoing, and it still keeps me ongoing now, going when I face hard times. The prayers, oh, that's so lovely. The text messages, the Bible verses, the songs, the hugs. I am a hugger, you know. I like the hugs. Were what I really need through that difficult time. All of us had experienced hard time. We need to consider this time and see what without the experience of God's love. We might be angry at Him or question His goodness. Without the experience of God's love, we would be like to give up. But the Spirit testifies that He loves and cares for us. With the assurance of the Spirit, we will persevere. knowing that God is strong enough to defeat even sin and death. Without the experience of God's love, we might slide into bitterness, envious, or those who have an easier life. Or we might experience any number of negative feelings, but the Spirit fills us with good fruit. Galatians 5, 22-26. And help us to develop character. Without the experience of God's love, we might despair, but the Spirit fills us with a deep hope. So how can we have peace in this world? With a relationship with God. We already heard the gospel. We already surrendered to God. And we've been justified. And now we've got the Holy Spirit, the peace that we need. The world cannot give. The wine cannot give. The drugs cannot give. But the Holy Spirit in our lives, relationship with God. It's not saying that you'll not have trouble or problems or trials. It's just saying, be strong and courageous. I am with you. I am with you, and I know you, and I long for a relationship with you. Guys, I lost my English. One thing, what I think, voila, I already did that. Oh, no, oh, it's okay. How did it become a Christian? Okay. That is, That one. Yeah, I would like to you to just to say that the conclusion, don't let the enemy steal these two truths in your mind, that God is with you. Your mind, her heart, oh my goodness, heart is spirit or soul. God loves us. And longs for a deeper relationship with us. Doesn't matter what you did, what you don't do it, God longs for a relationship with you, with us. We are justified by faith in Jesus, and we have peace because God gives it to us through the Holy Spirit living in us. Let's see, just a minute. Right here. Peace with God and the love of God. The peace and the love. If it's necessary, you can write it down where you every day you see it. I've got an orchid, and then it was dying, and I said, no, I need to do something. And then I normally it's in somewhere hidden, and then I decided to put in my windowsill in the kitchen. Because I will see every day, and I see what it cares, like, or water, or moving, or something. Because that place, I be every day. And then I just said, wow, God, you want to be with me in my daily life, every day. And then you help me sorting out things, going through things, every day. Every day. So please, we are justified by faith in Jesus. We have peace because God gives it to us through the Holy Spirit. I'm going to make like just an application, three applications in a sense. One is now, one is right now. You already started saying, God, I will make room for you. You already started. Let us God to pour down his Holy Spirit again as he did in Pentecost. Right now. Another thing I think it would be lovely to you to do, for us to do this week. Write out your testimony as a way of reflecting on how Jesus has changed your life. try writing in two halves. Just very quickly, how did you become a Christian and what difference did it initially make in your life? And then the second one, how does your faith sustain and encourage you on a daily basis? Very small thing. Just write it down, reflect. And then, if you are feeling bold enough, find someone to share with this week. Are you going to hold the peace just for you? Are you going to hold salvation and peace just for you? Or would you like to spread this good news? And then another one that's very simple you can do. Start every day by asking the Holy Spirit to fill you with a fresh awareness of God's love. You may find it peaceful to sit quietly or breathe deeply, imagining the Spirit's filling you. And thank God that you are free to enter into His presence without fear. Just do that. And then I'm sure you'll make such a difference. I'm really sure. Okay? The band, please. Thank you for bear with me, guys. My Portuguese was just coming. I was trying to preach in Portuguese. Can you imagine? I think just Glaucio and Ben will understand. Oh, dear. What? Yeah. Oh, let me take that. Can I? No, yeah. Maybe she's going to put the song. Yeah. So I ask, you can change, Becky, please, and then put the song. Okay. So what I asked was one of the suggestions, was another song, but I just felt God prompted me to ask the Pentecost and ask the Holy Spirit again to fill us again, give us a fresh vision for our lives and for what next seasons in our life. And doesn't matter what you did, what you didn't, and where you go, God is with you. God is with us. And He wants to pour down His Holy Spirit again in our lives to face the daily challenges. We are loved by God, guys. And then we are sons and daughters that are living God. Just amazing. Yeah.